All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles, and we use the show every week to talk about issues focusing on mental health and my own personal approach in my own life as well as professionally is a holistic one, which means body, mind, and spirit, that the work that I do with clients as well as my own inner work is trying to find a balance and creating a balance between what's going on in my head, which often is not the prettiest thing, and how it impacts my body, how my body's communicating to me about something I might not be paying attention to, and where my heart and soul come into play, and how all of it, when it's filtered through the heart, when the mind and the body are in balance with spirit, then I think life tends to work a lot better. And that's what I strive for in my own life, and it's the goal in the work I do with my clients. And it's what we're doing here on this show. So every week we deal with a variety of issues, from things in the past that I've dealt with having to do with intimacy and relationships, from depression, narcissism, addictions, gay and lesbian related issues. We did a show on coming out, and we've done shows on sex addiction. And every week we do something that I hope is piquing your interest and keeping you tuning in and telling your friends about it. Tonight's topic is about dating. And I title it Dating, Pleasure or Horror, How to, When to, and Where to. Now, I don't know why I pick any particular topics on any particular week. I don't have a guest tonight, so I'm counting on the fact that some of you out there listening will have some of your own success stories or horror stories to share or questions about what we're talking about, the issue of dating. And if you do, feel free to call in, and the toll-free number is 1-877-900-5369, 877-900-5369. If you're in the Phoenix area, it's 602-277-5369. So, dating. I'm going to start by actually asking anybody that's listening to go back in time to the first time you went on a date. Did you ask somebody out? Did they ask you? Was it kind of an understood situation? Were you in college, high school, junior high, elementary school? When was your first date? I remember mine was actually, I think, in second or third grade, and I met this girl, Jackie, at a candy store in Queens, at 270th Street, and I bought the Cokes and she paid for the Devil Dogs. That was the first date I remember. And, you know, I guess in our innocence it was easier to do it at that age, because I also remember the terror I went through trying to get up enough nerve to pick up the phone to ask my high school girlfriend out on our first date. Her name was Jill. And I literally remember my heart pounding, pacing the room for about an hour and a half, sitting just like you'd see in the movie, sitting at the phone, my hand on the receiver, and then taking it off and pacing a little bit more, rehearsing in my head what I was going to say, how I was going to ask. And the reality is, we already had a connection in school, and I knew she was going to say yes, and yet my body and my mind was just in terror, I guess, at the possibility that maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she really doesn't want to go out with me. Maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I'm not attractive enough, and she was a popular girl, and she could go out with anyone she wants, and all those sort of things. And, of course, I picked up the phone, and I asked her, and, of course, she said yes. And we actually dated for about a year in high school and went to the prom. And this was the terror of dating. That certainly wasn't my first dating experience, but one of the ones that stands out in terms of the fear factor. So what is dating? Dating to me is what we do when we've met somebody and we want to get to know them in order to find out if we want another date with them. I'll say that again. What we do when we've met somebody and we want to get to know them in order to find out if we want another date with them. That's all it is. Asking someone out is not a proposal of marriage, although I guess in some cultures that might be. It is not a understanding that sex is going to be involved, although that may be wishful thinking among most of us. And it's certainly not a make-or-break thing in terms of who we are in the world and what it means in terms of our value. It just means we're going to go have dinner with someone or go to a movie or take a walk with them and have a conversation. Ask them questions. Get to know who they are. Let them know honestly who you are. Now, when I say honestly let them know who you are, how many of you really went into reaction? Oh, my God, if I do that, I'll never get a second date with them. Okay, let's deal with the self-esteem issue again there, folks. The dating issue is just that. It's a chance to get to know somebody. So they'll get to know who you are. Chances are they'll have a higher opinion of you than you have of yourself. If you're somebody that has a lot of anxiety about this, chances are your self-esteem is not that high, and chances are you have a lot of messages spinning around in your head that you're not good enough, you're unlovable, you're not attractive enough, nobody's going to want to spend their life with you, and you go all the way into 10 years down the road with this person instead of staying in the moment that this is an opportunity for me to get to know someone and for them to get to know me. Now, if you find that terror comes up and those messages are going constantly through your head, the negative messages, then there's work to be done. There's work to be done in identifying the negative programming and healing them through affirmations, through therapy, through whatever methods you've learned or need to learn. It's time to do that. Okay? So dating is just an opportunity to find out if you want another date with someone. And if the second date goes well, then it was an opportunity to find out maybe you want a third date with them. If it doesn't go well, even on the first one, that there's not a connection, that you have nothing to talk about, that maybe you find out that they're a jerk, or maybe they find out that you are. You have no interest in one another, or you have no interest, so you know not to say yes to a second date, even if asked. Stop it there. Okay, but to me, it's also important that you take some time and that you honor the person you just went out with enough and yourself to maybe ask your questions. Why am I afraid of this person? Why am I judging this person? What is it about them that makes me uncomfortable? Is it just that we have nothing in common, or are they triggering things? You know, maybe that you do find a lot about them that you like, and that scares you. What are the fears that come up? Always ask a question, what am I afraid of? So again, dating is just, in the simplest of terms, a pleasant time, hopefully, with somebody, or a not pleasant time with somebody. But either way, you find out whether you're going to have another time with them. Okay? Now, go back for a moment to that probably teenage experience that you had, your first date. Like I said, for some people, they started early. Third or fourth grade for me. But go back to what you considered to be your first real date. In this day and age, it may be somebody who's gay, finally getting up the nerve to ask out somebody else. And I know for a fact that that's happening even in adolescence today, as teenagers, even in high school, that there are some very courageous teens who are able to come out and find others that are willing to identify themselves and to actually have a social life as a gay teenager or a lesbian teenager. Often that happens later on. But gay or straight, go back to that time when you had your first date. How much of that teenager still exists inside you today? How much of that terror? Maybe one of the rare people, and they're not as rare as I'd like to think, who really have an easy time with this, who can be in a public place, and if there's someone they like, have an easy time going up, having a conversation with them, and asking them out. I even knew people like that in high school that just had an easy time. They had confidence, either, or they were so masking their lack of confidence that they were able to do a lot in terms of getting dates and being out there and being popular. But if you go back to that early time as a teenager, what were the messages you had then? What was the awkwardness about? What were the fears about? Chances are you're still hearing the same messages going on in your head today. How did that first date go for you? Was it with a group of people? Was it just one-on-one? Is it a pleasant memory to look back on? Or one of life's traumas? So there are a lot of issues that are coming up, I'm sure, for a number of you listening. Now, we're also dealing with the fact that there are a number of adults listening to this who still have difficulty with dates. Maybe you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, or 50s and single. Maybe you're still single. Maybe you're single again. Maybe you dread, now that you're single again, having to start dating again, so you're isolating. Okay, it's important to take a look at all the issues that keep you alone when you don't want to be and help you participate in life when you want to. So we're going to take a break right now, and hopefully we'll have some callers tonight. So please think about picking up the phone and sharing some of your own experience or asking some questions, and we'll be back after this break.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break. Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Great leaders make a world of difference in all aspects of life, work, family, community, and even at home. By transforming your workforce into a team of enthusiastic leaders, each individual makes a world of difference in his or her own way, optimizing the potential of the whole team. iLead Training and Consulting knows that nothing is more frustrating than a boring, time-consuming, fruitless meeting. With a wide array of topics, our consultants customize their presentations to meet your specific needs. Direct meetings that run on time, stick to the agenda, and achieve their objectives. iLead covers topics that include, but aren't limited to, working together as a team, goal achievement skills, executive development programs, restructuring and downsizing, as well as expanding into foreign markets. iLead Training and Consulting can also help groups work through existing issues and obstacles. The result of their efforts is rededication to working together effectively. They can help your entire organization run better. Call them for details at 972-569-8822. That's 972-569-8822. Or go to iLeadUSA.com.
Hello, everyone. Your wish has come true here on AM 1100 KFNX. We have more Polka Time. Tune in to Arizona Polka Time with your host, Polka Frank. Every Sunday, listen to the beautiful polka music from 4 to 5:30 p.m. right here on AM 1100 KFNX. It's music for everyone to enjoy.
I'm Heavy D. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. You receive a very disturbing phone call, only to find out that someone you love or care about has been seriously injured in a car accident, all because of a drunk driver. Now, understand that your lifestyle is your business, but when you drive drunk, you become everybody's business. You want to have fun? Pick a designated driver.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
Tired of boring talk? Well, so were we. This is Hot Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. And tonight's topic is dating. Pleasure or horror? How to, when to, or where to? There was a website that I found called www.dating.about.com. And while they deal actually mostly in heterosexual terms, a lot of the information applies to everyone, gay or straight. And on one of the pages, they put, none of us is born with the intuitive knowledge of the complex social codes and behaviors evolved over the ages that we know as dating. Instead, we usually gain this knowledge from those who have been through the ritual before us, older brothers, sisters, or friends whose advice spares us the potentially embarrassing experience of trying to learn what to do and what not to do through trial and error. Now, that's great if we have older brothers, siblings, or friends, but most of us, I think, learn about dating through what we see on television and in the movies. Let's face it, we're a media-oriented society, and if you're a teenager, where you're learning most of it, unfortunately, is through a lot of those teen movies and situation comedies and soap operas that are just that, overplaying the drama. Or making light of a situation and not really helping you through some issues. And films where it's not always giving us the best information. So one thing I always believe in is knowing and trusting that there's something within us that really knows what's right and wrong for us. When we get past the fear, when we get past the mind chatter and all the messages that keep us stuck and afraid and isolating, when we are quiet and are able to listen to what our hearts are saying, we know what to do. when we've met somebody and we want to talk to them. If we just take a breath and just start with a hello, we know what to do. Now, again, there are a lot of us with, and I say us because this isn't always an easy thing for me to do either, but there are a lot of us with anxiety about it, fear of rejection, fear that we're not going to be good enough. But again, if we quiet ourselves and speak our truth, chances are we're going to have a positive experience whether we go out with an individual or not. There's people saying, well, where do I go to meet people? And on one of these pages, it's also, you know, from the datingabout.com, one thing that people of all ages can be reassured by is that it has become easier to meet eligible dates in recent years than it has been in the past. The number of single adults in this country is now about 43%, one of the highest periods in our history, and it is only predicted to increase. Traditionally, according to a study prepared by New York's ad agency Young & Rubicam, the single life was regarded as a temporary existence composed of adolescents waiting anxiously to become betrothed. Today, however, many are now single by choice rather than chance, committing themselves to such a lifestyle. So there's a lot of truth in that. People are getting married later. People are having more varied dating experience. There are people who are serial daters, not serial murderers, serial daters. You know, people who don't get overly involved with any one person and either are afraid of the intimacy so that they make sure that they're constantly meeting new people and going out on new dates, or they enjoy the adventure of meeting new people and going out on dates and interacting and learning and growing from everyone, and that they're comfortable with that while they're waiting for that connection to be made with one of these people where they want to keep seeing that one person. And there are people who may never mate and may be single their whole lives, and they will either find peace in that and in the social life around that, or they will beat themselves up and be uncomfortable and feel embarrassed and ashamed about being single as they get older and older and older. So what is it you're looking for from a date? Are you looking for your soulmate? Are you looking to find a boyfriend or a girlfriend? Are you just looking for a pleasant evening, you know, a good meal, maybe sharing a movie with someone or just conversation? Are you looking for a companion to go have fun with, whether it's rollerblading or hiking or whatever? Are you looking for sex? Okay. Is the purpose of dating sex? And in our culture, in our society, that is more the case than I think people want to admit. There's loneliness. There's the need for contact. And people end up in bed with one another, sometimes much too soon, and often on the first date, and learn the hard way. So, when we're dealing with being single by choice, it's important to be honest about it, that you're not really looking for it, that you're not succumbing to the pressures of what everyone around you is saying. Oh, you haven't found a boyfriend or a girlfriend yet. Oh, that's a shame. You know, when actually you're enjoying yourself. So being single by choice is an option. It's important to be honest if that's what you're choosing. It's also important to be honest if it's not really what you desire. And if finding a mate, a boyfriend or a girlfriend, is important to you, it's important to be honest and be conscious about how you're going about it, what keeps you from achieving it, what blocks you and scares you from showing up in places where you might be meeting some people that potentially you have something in common with and can enjoy their company, and vice versa. So where are those places? I know for myself, bars don't do it. and yet I have friends where they have no problem meeting people in bars. They're not big drinkers. They don't do a lot of drugs. So it's not about the alcohol. It's just about whether they're dancing, whether it's just hanging out, getting into conversation. I have friends that are able to do it, and it's a great location for them. So bars in and of themselves are not horrible places. Unfortunately, for a lot of singles, gay and straight, people think they're the only places that we can go to meet people. And that is just not the case. That there are a lot of locations, which we're going to talk about when we get back. There are many options for how to meet dates. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break. Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
The National Institute for the Prevention of Workplace Violence is a clearinghouse for education, training, consulting, and program development focused on increasing research and public awareness about the threat of violence in the workplace. Barry Nixon is a recognized expert in workplace violence and has provided workplace solutions to Fortune 500 and government clients for over 20 years. The Institute offers several booklets on workplace violence prevention, including The Complete Hiring Process to Screen for Violence-Prone Individuals, Common Factors to Violence-Prone Organizations, and many others. To order or get more knowledge about sources of information on workplace violence, go to the number one source for workplace violence information on the web, www.workplaceviolence911.com. That's www.workplaceviolence911.com. Or call Barry Nixon at 949-770-5264.
Be sure to tune in to The Crux of the Matter with host Phil Duncan every Thursday at 9 a.m. right after IMS in the morning. Let's face it, you need more than just headlines to stay on top of today's important issues. You need the unique chance to hear from and ask questions directly to our leading national figures by calling in your questions to Phil's distinguished guests, including current and former White House officials, secretaries of state, national security advisors, ambassadors, and renowned academic specialists. Phil allows you to get straight to the crux of the matter on issues that are important to you. Tune in every Thursday at 9 a.m. right after IMS in the morning here on AM 1100 KFNX.
There are many different types of mental health professionals. To say that finding the right therapist to address your needs will take some research is an understatement, to say the least. Most people don't even know the difference between a psychiatrist and a psychologist alone. For a better understanding of psychological issues that can stem from common everyday challenges and how to find the treatment you need, tune in to State of Mind every Thursday afternoon at 3. Your host, Dr. Peggy Lemire, can help guide you through the maze of mental health issues without making you feel lost. That's State of Mind on Thursdays at 3 p.m., only on Hot Talk AM 1100 KFNX.
Here's your current Hot Talk 1100 KFNX weather forecast. Hot Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of North American Broadcasting Company.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. And tonight's topic is an important one to tell the truth faster on and about, which is dating, pleasure or horror. And before we took the break, I was beginning to get into how do you meet people that you might want to date. And we talked about bars. I'm sure every one of you out there listening can think of what it's like for you when you're standing in a bar, maybe what it was like for you when you used to go, where you're constantly needing to get drunk and have a lot of alcohol or drugs in you just to cope with the feelings that were going on inside of you, and maybe that caused problems for you. Maybe you just love dancing, so you have an easy time just asking people to dance and getting out there. And I know that a lot of friends of mine love country western dancing, and to me, they tend to be much friendlier bars because people are actually, they know that if you're being asked to dance, sometimes it's just because they like dancing, and you're actually talking to each other when you're dancing. You're looking at each other and you're holding each other, as opposed to, you know, a lot of other discos and things like that where, you know, everybody's just out on the floor. It's loud, dark, and noisy, and people aren't necessarily dancing close to their partners. So, again, everybody has their own experience of what a bar is like, a dance bar, a cruise bar, if you want to call it that, or a lounge where there's music. Everybody has their comfort level. And for some people, the bars are not a comfort level at all. And I happen to be one of those. Anyway, so what do you do then if bars aren't your option or you're tired of them being your option? Well, in this day and age, actually, when I went online to get some articles about dating, I typed in the word date and I typed in the word dating on two different occasions. And most of the sites that came up were actually chat lines and dating sites, you know, where people have classifieds and, you know, some of them really were about dating, some of them were about hooking up sexually. But I was amazed to see, because usually when I do a search online, I type in a topic, I get a lot of copy in terms of information about the topic I'm typing in. But the first four or five pages, practically, when I typed in the search, were matching sites where people were going to try and answer ads or place ads and things like that. Now, again, for some people, something like this works great. For other people, not so great. For some people, they start doing stuff like this, and they become obsessed with checking the email and sending email and finding other sites, and it becomes part of their obsessive-compulsive or addictive pattern, in which case, it's not a good place to go to be meeting people. For some people, and I've had friends who actually have met and are in long-term relationships with people that they have answered ads online or met in a chat room. It depends on your personality. It depends on what you're looking for. It depends on a lot of things. But if it's, again, something, if you ask yourself, is this something that's working for me, and it is, fine. If it's not, and it's not a comfortable arena, move on to something else. We also, in this day and age, have technology where people are meeting over telephone lines. And very often these telephone lines are extremely expensive, are more sex-oriented, and less relationship-oriented. But they're advertised and billed as relationship types of things. People don't often tell the truth, as sometimes you may find in chat rooms and stuff, about what they look like and who they are. And it can be dangerous because you're not necessarily knowing a lot about the person that you're talking to or chatting with, and could be setting yourself up for something dangerous, although, again, not all these cases turn out to be something horrible. Sometimes they turn out to be something wonderful. So we have the computer. We have telephone lines. Singles bars. It's all sounding very attractive and exciting at this point, isn't it? What else is there? There are alternative ways to meeting people. How do you get dates? If you're still in school, the job of meeting people is often a lot easier because you're surrounded by literally hundreds of people every day and, you know, have the opportunity for whatever your sexual preferences to be meeting people, okay, on campus, off campus, you know, in the community that you're in. People tend to keep the same hours that you're keeping and are socializing at similar hours. Then you have places like, and don't laugh, the laundromat or a supermarket. Okay? You're there for a while. You have nothing else to do but strike up conversations, if it's a laundromat, say. And there's a lot of flirting that can go on. You know, if you're attracted to someone, if they're attracted to you. So a lot of people actually find it a less pressured type of place. And the supermarket, you can always ask questions. And there's a supermarket near where I live here in Hollywood, and it's an extremely crazy place. And it's known for it. So, you know, those are not such crazy things. It's not loud and noisy, not smoke-filled, not alcohol or drug-filled, and people can actually ask questions of one another and have a conversation. But even in some of these cases, some people are shy. Now, if you think about a shopping mall, now what's the most important thing, one of the more important things that you want besides physical attraction is that you have some things in common with someone. So, what are the things that you like doing? One thing is, if somebody's hanging out in a specialty store that you like to hang out with, well, maybe there's some things in common. If they're in a section of a bookstore looking at some similar items, okay, whether it's about history, whether it's about glass collection or whatever it is, you know already that there's an interest that they possess, more than likely, and you possess, so you can strike up a conversation about the book that they're looking at or the record that they just pick up or the CD that they just picked up or the movie that they're looking to rent. Again, it's an indication that maybe there is something you can talk about that you have in common to at least break the ice. So don't underestimate the value of a shopping mall. Another way to do it, which is something I've done a number of times, is letting friends and relatives know that you're looking for compatible dating partners. Sometimes it's turned up leads for me. And sometimes you might be able to get actual introductions from these people if it's easier, rather than just getting a phone number or a name and dealing with the anxiety of making the phone call. It's also nice when people will maybe have you and this other person over, and whether it's obvious that's what's going on or whether it's something more subtle, at least the friends become the mediator in this and you get to meet some people. So that gets us into the area of blind dates. All right, everyone, if you've ever had a blind date, I'm sure there are a number of you out there that have had blind dates and have met the love of your life. Most people's blind date stories are not so wonderful. Like you can't imagine how a friend of yours ever thought that this would be somebody that you'd be interested in. I remember a friend of mine from high school and a close friend in college when I came out of the closet. He knew one other gay person, and in his good-natured ignorance at the time, assumed that if we were both gay, we would be attracted to each other or, you know, want that. So he introduced us. There was no chemistry whatsoever. And it was actually a very uncomfortable evening. But the one thing I give him credit for and I'm grateful for is that he cared enough about me and about this other friend of his to hopefully see something like this come about and made the effort. He got more of an education after the date when I explained to him that there's no difference whether you're gay or straight. There needs to be an attraction. And one of the best blind date experiences I ever had was when my mother set up with me with her boss's daughter, whose date for her prom ended up in the hospital like a week and a half before the prom, and my mother volunteered me to take her out. And if that intrigues you, then you'll have to tune in and wait until after these messages to hear the rest of this story, because it was actually quite wonderful. So stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
How important is your privacy or having your assets well organized to offer you the best protection and the greatest benefits? Protecting and preserving your business and personal estate for your family should be one of your highest priorities. A pure trust organization owes its existence to the natural right of contract protected by the Constitution, and it's not subject to government regulation. Property held in a pure trust is free from liens, levies, or any other action filed against you. A freedom-bound pure trust is a genuine value, a very small price to pay to protect your assets from attachment by the IRS or federal government. Freedom-bound offers you the personal attention you want, the strict confidentiality which is your right, and complete asset protection. Call us toll-free at 1-888-385-3733. That's 1-888-385-3733 to schedule a trust consultation. Remember, it's your property and your privacy. Protect it before it's too late.
Do you really believe in fate? Are you trapped in this world and destined to win or lose regardless? Or is there something you can do to turn your life around? I'm Ronald Dart. Tune in for Born to Win every Sunday morning at 7:30, right here on AM 1100 KFNX. And we'll talk about how God is turning losers into winners.
The Melding is a cornucopia of metaphysical principles and wisdom. I highly recommend it, says Dr. Bruce Goldberg. Anne Thiel of Mountain Luminary says it's an amazing chronicle of spiritual development. The Melding is an illustrated true story of spiritual courage, determination, and grit. Loaded with channeled information and valuable keys for spiritual growth, The Melding is a page-turner written by Insights host Charmaine Amber. For more information, go to insightsforyourlife.com. Put The Melding on your must-read list. It could change your life.
Race Week Radio. Tune in Wednesday nights at 11 for all the latest in the world of motorsports. Join Todd Weiland as he gets down to the nitty-gritty, lap by lap. Race Week Radio won't be limited to the big boys. This show is dedicated to fulfilling all of your speed needs. NASCAR, kart, Formula One, even speed boating. Race Week Radio every Wednesday at 11 p.m. only on AM 1100 KFNX. Get naked in your car, your kitchen, your office with Leah and Paulette and the Naked Comedy Club.
Keep abreast of the issues with our Political Asylum news segment. Tune your funny bone during the Comic Coffee Clutch featuring interviews with top comedians from the right and left coasts.
Sick in the head? Well, get off the couch with the psycho analysts.
It's the Naked Comedy Club with Leah and Paulette on KFNX AM 1100.
We're rude. We're nude. We're the Naked Comedy Club.
Crack a smile.
Hot Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler, and tonight we've been talking about, or I've been talking about, dating, pleasure or horror. And I was actually talking about blind dates, which for some people have been incredibly wonderful, and some people have been have had nothing but bad experiences and can't imagine how friends would hook you up with certain people thinking that you really thought they knew you. But anyway, I was talking about how one of the best blind dates I ever had was one that my mother actually set up for me with her boss's daughter, whose prom date, actually a high school prom date, was unexpectedly ill and in the hospital and was not going to be out in time to take her to the prom, and it was so important to her, which is certainly understandable. And I was a freshman in college, and it happened to be that she was in the same high school that I had just graduated from the year before and had been to the prom with my former girlfriend. So my mom calls me and tells me I'm taking this girl to the prom, and I just, of course, was furious. Like, how dare she do it without even asking me, blah, 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 blah. Well, anyway, of course, being the wonderful soul that I am, I ended up doing it. And had one of the nicest nights and experiences of my life. Nancy turned out to be not only beautiful, but also sweet and intelligent and fun and playful. And we ended up doubling with a friend of mine who I had graduated from, and his girlfriend was a year behind also, so was going to her prom. It turned out to be one of the nicest evenings I'd ever had. And so sometimes moms know what they're doing, and I forgave her. But blind dates. A good rule of thumb with blind dates is to keep the blind date quick and simple, whether it's a cup of coffee, meeting for a cocktail. Hopefully you've had a conversation or two over the telephone so you get a sense of, you know, whether this may work or not. But then, of course, what you're hearing over the phone may be wonderful, but in terms of continuous dating, you're not attracted to one another, or one of you is not attracted. And again, what's the etiquette of something like that? The important thing is that you don't see these things as your romantic future. You see these experiences as possibly an opportunity to make a new friend, possibly as an opportunity to grow and learn by meeting somebody new and learning from their experiences. But, I mean, approach these things with the attitude that this going on a date, whether it's a blind date or someone you've met, does not imply spending the rest of your life together. I actually had a client last week tell me about an early experience he had where friends of his set him up with a guy who they had a couple of conversations over the phone, and when he walked into this blind date's house, the blind date clearly was not attracted to him and was rude about it, was very obvious about it, and it was totally unnecessary to deal with it that way. And remember that people's feelings are involved, not just yours, not just your anxiety, not just your excitement or disappointment. But remember that the person that you're going out with is probably just as frightened and just uncomfortable and just as awkward as you might be feeling. And, you know, the golden rule applies here too. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. There are tactful ways of saying to someone, I'm really not interested, and not having a second date. And while some things that I've read implied, you know, let somebody down easy by saying, gee, I just got back together with an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend, or, you know, I'm not really available now because I have so much work to do. I mean, unless it's true, that's one thing. But the way the things that I've been reading have been putting that is these are ways of letting someone else down easy, but they're lies. And I don't believe in telling lies. I think there are tactful ways of saying to someone, you know what, the chemistry just isn't there. Or I just don't think we have enough in common, and I appreciated the time we spent together because how would we know if we didn't spend that time together? To me, lying to someone just sets them up because they know, people know when they're being lied to. And if you out there listening knows when you've had a pickup line laid on you, and you know when you've had a line laid on you that is not really telling you the truth about why someone doesn't want to go out with you again, you know. And to say you're saving someone's feelings by doing that is not true. You're just saving yourself the discomfort and awkwardness of being honest. So find ways of putting it so that you're really being honest and having enough respect for the other person's intelligence and sensitivity to reading what's going on, and that you're honoring that. They deserve that, and you deserve to come away from it feeling like you handled it with integrity and compassion and sensitivity and honesty. So stay tuned, and we'll be back for some closing thoughts.
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Is life making you so anxious and stressed out that any minute now you feel as though you will explode? Let Stuart Altshuler help you. As a practicing California licensed marriage and family therapist who uses a holistic approach, he's here for you every Wednesday as he hosts To Tell the Truth Faster. During the program, Stuart Altshuler will explore ways to help you towards improving your life by identifying the truth about who you are and accessing your courage to change and grow. Tell the Truth Faster, Wednesdays 10 to 11 p.m. only on Hot Talk 1100 KFNX.
As you may have read a few weeks ago in the Arizona Republic headlines, Arizona is the worst in the country for caring for its children, who are no better off now than they were a decade ago. My name is Hollister Marks. I am the founder of One Vision Children's Foundation, a not-for-profit organization. One Vision provides enrichment programs to at-risk children 6 to 18 who are affected by abandonment, economic challenges, dysfunctional families, etc. We do this by providing enrichment, fun, and stability, giving children an optimistic outlook and thereby fostering resiliency. We offer children the opportunity to see their futures one vision at a time. I am Hollister Marks, and for those of you who want to make a difference in the lives of Arizona children, please call us at 602-297-3003 or visit our website at onevision4children.org. OneVisionForChildren.org.
Provaliant is a consulting organization that provides complete IT solutions for your business, making sense out of today's technology, staying competitive, and adding value to your company requires a first-rate team of professionals from both business and technology disciplines. Provaliant produces a synergy that cannot be delivered by consulting firms specializing only in business and technology alone. The Provaliant team is focused on providing sustained results to their clients regardless of whether it's in the traditional or internet marketplace. Provaliant makes sense of all the technology buzzwords and acronyms so you can focus on running your business. To contact them, go to www.provaliant.com or call 602-952-0644. That's www.provaliant.com or call 602-952-0644.
Tired of boring talk?
Well, so were we. This is Hot Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. As we're nearing the end of tonight's show on dating. And I was talking about blind dates. I was talking about the importance of honesty. The title of the show is Tell the Truth Faster. And the important thing is, with any date, that you're honest with yourself, that something clicked or didn't click, that you don't try and maneuver, manipulate, and seduce just because you're afraid of it not working, because your ego can't handle the idea that someone might not be attracted to you, or that you've just spent this whole evening and that nothing's going to come of it. I think it's very important that the honesty start within you. I think it's very important that you're honest with one another. I actually had a first date with someone that I really had found so attractive. This was about 10, 12 years ago. And I was so nervous because I figured, why would someone like this want to go out with me? I mean, all those negative, dark messages, you know, it's like, so he was a real sweet guy and a very attractive guy. And we sat there over dinner and I said, you know what? I need to say some things. I'm feeling uncomfortable, awkward, and I need to get past it. And so I did with him a process that I do therapeutically and in workshops and stuff like that, and he was so willing and got so much out of it too. And basically, we sat over the dinner table in a restaurant, and I said to him, a fear I have of going out with you is, And he said to me, a fear I have of going out with you is, and we just did the sentence completion back and forth, and it was amazing to me to think that he was feeling as uncomfortable and intimidated by me as I was by him. For different reasons, but the feelings were the same. And it relaxed both of us, and we had a great evening because we were willing to take a risk and tell the truth. And we also found out at the end of the date that we really didn't want another date. That's not where the direction was going. But we became friends, and that was what was important. And it came out of the honesty. It didn't come out of game playing. It didn't come out of the fear. It was coming on a first date and bringing our hearts and souls along for the ride, too, and letting each other see that part of us eliminated the fear of what would happen when they did. And we were talking about how you're going to meet people. And two things that I didn't mention yet I think is very important, and it's a good place to kind of close up this thing. Places that you have things in common, clubs or organizations, whether it's a church or synagogue or a religious group, whether it's a hobby type of group, whether it's a bridge club, whether it's a hiking club, you already know that there's something in common and you're meeting people by doing something with them already. And taking that to a total next level, volunteering. A lot of the people who have been in my life for years and people that I've actually had dates with and stuff, I met because we were volunteering at various AIDS organizations or other types of groups, professional organizations, sitting on boards of directors or, you know, doing the grunt work for an event or something. You end up, hopefully, having a few laughs with some of the people. You get to see how people work, their level of commitment. You already know that there's a level of passion or interest and altruism to some of these people. You're already seeing them from that heart space. That's not to say that's always the motivation people have in doing volunteer work, but if your eyes are open and your heart's open, you get to sift those out. They really are there because there is a level of commitment and dedication to being a part of the world and helping the community that they live in. To me, it's a real healthy way to meet people, to make dates, to meet new friends, and to break the ice. And you have something ready-made to talk about, and that is whatever it is you're both involved in. So I want to thank you all for listening, and tune in next week. And I will remind people that next week after the Everywhere Except Arizona changes their clocks, that if you're on any other time zone other than with Arizona, that will be on an hour later. So Pacific time will be at 10 p.m. instead of 9 p.m. So thank you for listening, and I welcome your emails at tellthetruthfaster.com, your comments, and speak to you next week. Good night.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening.